Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Joined with me, as always, my Minnesota co-host, D-Say.
What's up?
What up, D-Say? And our special guest picker. If you don't know him yet, let me introduce you. He's Ryan Hudak Keenan. He is a former professional MMA fighter, current professional boxer. We hope to see him out there again. First-degree black belt. We'll talk about that here in a second. Coach at Six Level Gym Orlando, part owner of Hagen's O'Reilly. He's the inventor of Flip Cup Mini, and he runs Two Brew List on Instagram, which is my favorite follow. And real quick, before we get started, you just had an upgrade as far as jiu-jitsu, your black belt. What happened?
Yeah, man. Dang, Nate. I got promoted to, so I'm a professor in jiu-jitsu. I got my first degree on my black belt. So I'm a professor, first degree,
which is okay. Hey, pretty big. Congratulations. Deal. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I know who to call if anyone's ever bullying me.
Let me know, bro. Especially if it's one of your brothers, Mikey or Ryan.
Immediately. I mean, you're getting the first flight out.
Let's go.
Book it. Right. So real quick, we'll break down how we've done this year. Obviously, Keenan's got a 5-0 lineup ready. But So far, I think I moved to 29-21 on the year. So I'm up 8 units, I believe. So I've been doing pretty well. D-Say, he is up to 14-11. He went 3-1 last week. I went 4-2. So we both killed it last week. But who really killed it was our special guest picker last week, and it was Mikey. He topples the leaderboard. I mean, he just destroyed everybody. He went 4-1, and that put him at first with Alexis and Justin tied at 3-2. Ryan back in third place, I guess fourth place if you think about it. He went 2-3, and my buddy Jake, who had the tremendous 0-6, but we just gave him 0-5. So, Keenan, where do you see yourself on this leaderboard?
Bro, I'm taking over, brother. I'm coming after right. Mikey.
Yeah, winner gets a free shirt. So. I hope you win. Yes, sir. Free all merch. Right. So traditionally, we have our special guest picker. Go ahead and tell us what your first pick is. What do you got?
All right. I got Oregon.
Oregon. So I believe Oregon is playing Washington. And Oregon's at home, I believe. And Oregon's 6.5-point favorites. You like that one, huh?
I like it. What do you think? Yeah. Are you allowed to tell me or no?
Well, it's Dakota's pick, and I'll let you know exactly who I'm favoring in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. It's actually at Washington, though. That's why Oregon that low.
Even better.
My first pick, I got Michigan State Purdue. Michigan State is -3 in that game. They're coming off a big win last week against the team up north. We won't speak of their name.
Amen.
Kenneth Walker went off. He had 5 touchdowns, and now he's top 3 in the Heisman. I think they keep it going. They still got a couple more weeks until Ohio State. I don't see him slipping up, so I'm going to go Michigan State -3.
Listen, gentlemen, I don't know whose heart to break first. I hate both of those picks, but I'll do my guy Ryan the honors, and I will go ahead and I'm taking Washington at home, getting that 6.5 points. I think Oregon is way too overvalued right now. They put them in the top 4, which is absolutely ridiculous. They don't belong there. I think I think Washington has a really good chance to win in this game after they had a really rough start to start the season with a tough loss. I can't think of who they lost to, Dakota, if you remember.
Montana.
Yeah. Montana, yeah, even worse.
Yeah,
so
they only put up 7 points in that game.
13-7, I believe, yeah. So I think this is a huge way to turn their season around because they're not going anywhere. But if they beat Oregon, I think this is a big one. So I'm taking Washington. Sorry, Keenan.
That's all right. I like it.
Yeah.
Who
you got? Who's your next one?
My next one, I got – where we at here? Let me look at my little list, my cheat sheet. I got Baylor, brother.
Baylor, okay. Who's Baylor got? You know their D-Say?
Yeah, they're going against TCU.
Oof, what's that line at?
It was at -6.5.
Ooh, yeah. You like that one. Interesting.
I like it. Don't be hating on my picks now.
I know, I'm trying not to, but man, I could see 1-4 in your future, unfortunately. I don't know, I'm not trying to rag on you. I don't like to rag on people, but I like you.
Oh, okay.
Right on. Did you have that same game, D-Say?
I did. I'm going to come back to that, though. It's part of a teaser that I got. Okay. My next game, NC State versus Florida State. NC State is only -2.5 this week. And I don't like the way Florida State did you last week. That was brutal, man.
I blame AJ still. That was
100%. Yeah, for sure. I told him, don't put ruthless. That green check mark. And he did anyways. So that's the main reason why I'm going against Florida State. Also, they're just a bad team. They rely on their quarterback to get 100 yards rushing to win a game. And NC State is pretty good against scramblers. They've won all three that they played. So I'm going to go NC State -2.5.
Guy, I also have to break your heart on your last pick, DSA, because I'm going against you. Michigan State did have that huge win last week. It was super emotional. They go to Purdue next week or this weekend. I don't think they get it done. I think they also find themselves out of the top four, top five. I think Purdue goes out and wins this game. I'm not going to be silly and take the money line. I'll just take my 3 points. I'm going to take Purdue +3. Sorry, boys.
The next one, let me get a little OH, baby. I'm going to Ohio State.
IO. Yeah, the first funny story real quick. First time I ever met my friend Keenan was at Ohio State.
I remember that tailgate.
Yeah, we never made it into the stadium, which was just fine with me. I was in a dance contest on the stage. It was great. It was a great time.
Oh, my God, I remember. That's hilarious.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's been hilarious. I forgot about that. Funny story. I remember you on the stage.
Yeah, I was a fresh 21. Let's say I was living my life. It was awesome.
I love it.
You took Ohio State. Who do you got? Do you say you like that Ohio State game?
I didn't take it, but I do like that. They're only -14.5. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nebraska stinks, right?
Yeah, they're -20 against Penn State, so that doesn't make any sense. My next game, Auburn, Texas A&M game. A&M is -4.5. I know I should stay away from Auburn games because I went against them 4 times this year, and I've lost the last two. So I'm going to try something different. I'm going to go Auburn +4.5 and hope they don't cause me a loss for the third straight week.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell what Bo Nix you're going to go and see week in, week out. But with my next game, I got to go with the big total here. It's Sam Howell versus Sam Hartman, UNC versus Wake Forest. Sam Howell's still fighting for a spot in that the NFL draft at this point. So, and then Sam Hartman is fighting for the Heisman this year. So I really like this over 76.5. Sam Howell, Sam Hartman, expect a lot of points on the board. But it can also be a sneak game where they set this high total with two big name quarterbacks, and it's underwhelming. But I'll go ahead. They got me. They baited me. I'll take that over and Wake Forest versus North Carolina, 76.5.
I got my list in front of me, and my boy Dice got two of my picks.
Yeah.
I would say it's safe to go with him, but I got backups too. So I'm going to change it up on you guys. My next one, I'm going with North Carolina.
Oh, okay, against Wake Forest. That would be an upset for the most part.
Let's go.
Yeah, I like it. Actually, I think Wake Forest has overvalued themselves. And like I was just saying, Sam Howell is looking for some draft stock. So I like that North Carolina pick.
All right, I'm changing up on the fly, baby.
I mean, UNC's favorite in that game.
UNC's the favorite. Ooh,
yeah, they're -2.5.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow. You're really, you know what? I'm proud of you. I mean,
thank you. I got a little love.
I told you, I was like, man, I really hope you don't go on 5. And it's just right where you're heading. It really is sad to watch. It's a downfall. That's a disaster. Sorry.
Jeez. DC, did he talk to you like this?
No.
Yeah. Ryan told me, my brother, Ryan, Ryan and Ryan, they're good buddies. Ryan had said, he goes, hey, just make this episode awful for him. And I was like, okay,
that's where it's headed. I appreciate it. I'm gonna have to let Ryan know after this.
He's paying me, so just remember. Right on, DC. You got a teaser left, right?
Yeah, this is my last pick. First part of the teaser, Oklahoma State, West Virginia. Oklahoma State is -3.5, so I'm gonna tease them to 2.5. I really like the Cowboys this year, and their run offense is pretty good. But unfortunately for them, West Virginia has a pretty good run defense, so I'm not going to trust them to win by more than a field goal.
Okay.
So my second part of that is Baylor and TCU.
There you are.
Baylor is -6.5, as we said. So I'm going to tease them, though, 0.5. TCU just lost their coach. 22 years he's been there, and he built that program from the ground up. I just can't see them winning this game.
Okay. I actually did that teaser. I went ahead and – I took a game that's kind of like out of the ordinary, and I saw Memphis, and they are only 5-point favorites against SMU. SMU just lost their first game of the season last week. Memphis is 4-6, but Memphis is home, and obviously at 4-6, I don't expect them to see themselves going anywhere, but huge self-morale win if they go ahead and beat SMU. So I love where my picks are going. I'm just like, I'm picking like morale boost at this point. So Memphis +5 against SMU. I think SMU might have given up after they ruined their undefeated season. And that leads to our special guest picker's last pick. I really hope I like this one, Keenan. Come on.
I know.
Give me something here.
I'm torn, bro. I got a couple down here. Do I go with the homie D Sakes? I agree with him. I like him more than the other host, I think, huh? I didn't say that. man, I'm going with that. I'm going back. I'm gonna go with that NC State.
Oh, you're gonna luck that in a little bit.
I'm gonna go NC State. Oh, you heard the other thing I said, my bad.
No. It was, I mean, no, my feelings are like completely intact. No, nothing's hurt. Nothing's damaged. We're fine. All right.
Yeah, I'm going all NC State, my last pick.
That's a great pick. I mean, I hope you lose. Anyway, for my last pick, this is getting brutal. I shouldn't be picking on a guy who we were just talking about his new black belt.
Yeah, I know what I signed up for coming on here.
Yeah, bring it. Hey, can't wait for the interview coming in the off season. It's Ryan Keenan Hood at part two. Yep, we got whole new questions. We're gonna learn the whole different side of you. We can't wait. But I have one more pick. I'm gonna DC mentioned that West Virginia Oklahoma State game, and I'm digging this under total. It's 49. Normally, you see West Virginia, Oklahoma State, you're expecting totals in the 60s. And DC mentioned how good West Virginia's run defense is. So I think it's pretty chill, slow-paced game. I love the under at 49. So that's going to wrap up my five picks. Keenan, spill your guts. What do you got here before we go ahead and close it out? What you got anything to say? Anything to shout out? Anyone you love?
I love you guys. I appreciate you guys always having me on. Shout out the OH. Shout out my boys in the AK. All the way down to T-Town. Give everybody love. I appreciate you guys always hitting me up, man. I love being on.
We love having you on. We love talking to you. You're the coolest dude I know.
And I'm coming after Mikey's 4-1. I'm going 5-0 on those picks. No big deal.
Let's go. That's the call out of the year. We're going to have to set a date for this in the boxing ring. No, I'm just kidding.
Also, I'm a size large in my t-shirt. If you want to just go ahead and send that.
Yeah, we'll send it now. And yeah, I mean, 5-0, no one's going to beat your 5-0. So
no, I don't see
right it. On. But Keen, of course, we love having you on. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. We know you've had a busy week. You're in the gym constantly. You're all over Higgins O'Reilly, and you're a busy man. So thank you so much for being here. Obviously one of my good friends, and
yes, sir.
We can't wait to talk to you again. Can't wait to send you the shirt. And, with all that being said, thanks Keenan. And DC, you got anything else? Anything for Keenan?
Yeah. I wanted to ask, what do you think about the UFC card this weekend?
Man. Hey dude, it's stacked top to bottom. Hey, shout out my boy, Billy Q, Billy Quarantine, and one of my training partners is on the main card. My boy, Billy Q, but hey, man, so I'm going, I love Usman. I got Usman. Dude, I've actually fought on the same card as, why can't I think of a homie's name? Got Usman. Who's fighting Chandler? Why can't I think of his name? Why am I going blank?
Gaethje?
I fought on the same card as Gaethje. I love
really?
Gaethje.
I'm a Michael Chandler.
I was like fanboying out too. I love Gaethje. I think Gaethje gets it done. I like Usman. I think Thug Rose gets it done.
Yeah.
Again. And my boy Billy Q with a big old win.
Okay. Yo, that's yeah, no Billy Q.
What about you guys watching the boxing? What about Canelo, Caleb Plant?
Wow. I mean, after what happened at their first face-off, Sokka.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to not go with Canelo. I feel like at this point, he's the best boxer in the game right now. I know I don't have much much say in it, but I it's hard to argue. This dude's defense is wild.
I 1,000% agree with you on that.
Yeah, he's fun to watch, and I know Caleb Plant's a little longer, a little lankier, but I just think he gets within that range, and I like Canelo. I think, yeah, obviously a huge weekend for fights. Hopefully, Keenan, if you're down at some point, maybe be our one of our residential MMA guys if you want to come in for 5 to 10
I'm
minutes.
All over that.
Yeah, that, I mean, during,
I'm all over that.
Hell yeah, during D-say, big cards.
D-say, you're a big MMA guy?
Yeah, I am. I agree with two of those, the Usman and Rose, but I'm going to have to go against you on that Chandler Gaethje.
You going Chandler?
Ooh. Yeah, Chandler was so close to beating Oliveira. He's impressed me a lot in the two fights he's had in the UFC. So I have to.
So
Gaethje's just been too wild. He hasn't fought in a year.
I agree. He hasn't fought since Khabib, right? Since he lost Khabib?
Right, last October.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be great. I just like seeing good fights, too. I don't mean – but I'm excited. Top to bottom, that card's stacked. And then the boxing fight, too.
Definitely.
We're getting all of them at the pub. So at Hagen's, we're getting – every other TV is going to be like UFC boxing, UFC boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You guys are advertising the hell out of it. I wish I lived around there. That atmosphere just must be electric.
Maybe I fly into Cleveland. We do a big MMA show, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Run it. And then we go out to the Jack and just make it a night.
We need another UFC card in Cleveland. That Stipe one was like the greatest night of my life.
Girl, and I love Stipe, man, but God, get him back in the ring. Like, get what's going on?
I just focus on his family. I don't know if I want to sit back in there. That was rough seeing him lose.
I know.
It hurt.
I love Stipe, though.
Yeah, another event out there. Oh, let's go. Live from the UFC event, Luck Changers featuring Who Dat. Let's go.
Dude, hey, sign me up.
Run it, dude. Next event, it's got to happen.
I'm down.
Keep your schedule open.
Yeah, just shoot me a text, dude. I'm in for sure.
Always. Cool. Yeah. Anything else, boys? That was cool. Excited.
I appreciate
to see,
it, fellas.
Yeah, love you, Keenan. Thank you for jumping on. For your host, Nate, co-host, Issei, special guest picker, Who Dat, Ryan Who Dat Keenan. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Later.
I'm out of here.